The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
And welcome to Radio Friends on this Friday, May the 11th. Our one topic today, we're up to the sky and the stars. We have Val Gurman with us, Central Missouri Astronomical Association. Welcome to Radio Friends, Val.
Thanks for having me back.
Now, we tell you, we're going to show you some pictures, so you need to go online. If you're driving in the car right now, when you have a chance, go to kbia.org. Click on talk shows and on Radio Friends and watch this segment because we have some beautiful pictures. But there are a couple of really important events coming up, right?
Absolutely. Almost unique. Should we even say almost unique? It's unique. We have an eclipse of the sun coming up on May 20th.
Okay, we are going to be able to see here in central Missouri.
Absolutely. The sun will set eclipsed.
Is this going to be a full eclipse?
It's called an annular eclipse. The sun will look like a ring. It will look like the letter C as it goes into the horizon. It should be an absolute spectacle.
So if it is a clear evening, we should be able to see the eclipse as the sun is setting on the horizon.
Right. And we will be open at Laws Observatory on the MU campus and at Rockbridge High School, both locations, observing the eclipse. And it could be really good.
Now, you've got some pictures, right?
Oh, yes.
All right. So if you can go to the computer and watch this segment, you'll know what we're talking about. Go to the first picture. Well, this is not the eclipse.
I had to start off with local photographer Josh Hufford from Jefferson City. He keeps turning up these amazing images. This was taken about 2 months ago. He processed it, and I got the image just 2 weeks ago, less than that.
What are we looking at?
This is a nebula called NGC 1333.
Okay.
A very romantic name.
Oh, that's
name.
That one, yeah.
It's that one. This is the kind of thing that Hubble shoots.
This is, looking at this, we're looking into deep space, aren't we?
Yeah, this is 1,000 light years away.
1,000 light years away. And the Hubble telescope shows images that are, what, 14, 15 billion light years away.
Right. And now this, believe it or not, the technology has improved so dramatically in the last few years that from right here in Missouri, you can get pictures. This photograph, this is professional quality photograph.
Oh, it's beautiful. It looks like an IMAX movie almost. Well, it doesn't have the three dimension, but it's beautiful. So go to kbia.org, click on Radio Friends. Now here is what you'll see. This next picture is of the eclipse sun.
Right. On May 20th, the sun is going to set. Now, it'll be a little before mid-eclipse, so the sun will look just about like that. If we see it, it will probably rain, of course, with our luck.
If it's not cloudy, okay.
But it will be one of the most amazing things you will see.
Yeah, it looks like there's a circle around the sun.
The sun, annular means ring. It looks like a golden ring in the sky.
So the eclipse is set for May the 20th, and what... About that time of the year, our sun is setting, what, around 8:10 or so?
It's about 8:30.
About 8:30.
8:20, something like that. So it's going to be an eclipse all evening long. It starts about 6 p.m. and goes right till sunset.
Okay. The next picture that we have.
Well, we're going to be running two sites, Rockbridge High School and Laws Observatory. We'll have special glasses that you can use to observe the eclipse.
Oh, so we're looking at... They almost look like 3D glasses.
Right. You put them on and you can look right at it.
Okay. So you don't want to look at the sun naked eye.
No. Don't do that.
Even at sunset?
Well, you might be able to get away with it as it's touching the horizon.
We're not recommending it at all.
Okay.
The next picture is what?
Now, this is what Venus is going to be doing. Now, this is a transit. What's so amazing about this spring is that we have the eclipse on May 20th. On June 6th, we have another nearly unique event. The planet Venus will pass in front of the sun. Again, the sun will set with the planet in front of it.
Now, without a telescope, we're not going to be able to notice that.
Right. This is a spectacular telescopic event. We'll be showing this also from Laws Observatory and Rockbridge High School.
And what day is that?
June 6th.
June the 6th.
I believe that's a Tuesday. And it'll be all evening long from about 5:30 until sunset.
Okay. The next picture.
Now, this is some of the equipment we're going to have. A friend of mine has an instrument with a special filter that will allow him to view and photograph the sun for both events.
Okay.
And the next image will show what he has taken. This was taken in 2004.
Okay, so this is an image of the sun with Jupiter.
This is Venus.
Venus, with Venus just in front of it to the
side. At about
the
3 o'clock position. There's something about it. You know, these occur in pairs about 120 years apart. Very few people alive now will see this again. The next one of these will occur in 2117.
Okay, 2117.
I doubt I'll make that one.
No, I don't think it will either. So if you want to see it, go to Law's Observatory.
That's
because
right.
You can't see it with the naked eye. And here's some more telescope pictures of telescopes.
At Rock Bridge, we'll be projecting the sun, and you can walk right up to it and look at the eclipse and the transit both.
Okay. Now, this one is rather unusual.
Yes. Now, this Rock Bridge has a planetarium. And they have a brand new projector. We're going to have a whole new series of programs starting probably in June, on the second or in June or July, the second Saturday. And they have a projector. Is really a strange looking thing.
Is this a picture of the new projector?
Yes, very strange looking.
It kind of looks like a shoebox with a space helmet on top of it.
It does.
Or a space visor.
It's like some kind of alien creature with a space helmet.
Okay. But that's over at Rock Bridge, and then this is showing what the new projector
You get inside the Milky Way galaxy, and it shows a 360-degree view. It's like IMAX on steroids.
Oh, my God. I like that description there. You know, it's just amazing when you look out into the night sky and you see all of those stars. Even just with your naked eye, if you're out in the country and you look at the Milky Way, and you realize that ribbon that looks like a cloud of dust, of light dust, is millions or billions of stars. And then you look at them through binoculars, and you see much more. I can't imagine what you see through the telescope.
Yeah, the telescope is amazing, and that projector will show you a 3D representation. You can get inside the thing and travel through it.
It's
very cool.
Yeah. Well, the first date that's coming up is the eclipse of the sun, which will be
May 20th,
and you can see you're going to be showing that at Law's Observatory also,
and Rock Bridge both.
And Rock Bridge. Okay. If people want more information about the Central Missouri Astronomical Association, what should they do?
Well, they could call me if they would like. Area 573-445-0049.
Okay, or just show up on Wednesday evenings. Right?
We're open every Wednesday evening at Law's from 8 to 10 p.m., right through the summer.
Okay, sounds good. Val, thank you so much for coming by. Val German, Central Missouri Astronomical Association. Tomorrow, or Monday, actually, we're going to tell you about Fiddler on the Roof, Maplewood Barn, and the Columbia Interfaith Resource Center is one of our topics, too. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan, the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you want to watch this, and you should, go to KBIA.org, look at the vodcast, or sign up for a vodcast or podcast. Bye-bye.